And yet we still move forward. And yet we still make meaning. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown with the Cohere Collective, and today we are focusing on the first pillar of coherence, which is the self that manifests as well-being. This is an offered intention, but of course, if there is anything else that you are working on or would like to call in to today's session, please do so. To get us started, I am going to light some Palo Santo just for a little smoke cleanse. To cleanse this shared space. Palo Santo is such a divine material, but also, if you're not into that, it just smells good too, and the smoke looks cool. So take what works and leave the rest. As I cleanse this shared space, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and slowly bring your attention to the breath. And whatever arises with the breath, just notice. Maybe thoughts in the mind or sensations in the body, feelings in the heart. Just acknowledge them and let them pass when they are ready to. If you need to send the breath anywhere in the body, maybe between your eyebrows to let them soften, or to your jaw to unclench, or to your shoulders to release. Send the breath there now, and send some love there too. Here, in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and if you do join me in taking this deep breath, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Really cleanse out anything that may be stagnant in there. Okay, whenever you're ready, take this deep breath in and keep going, really expand like a balloon, and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everyone that is here joining us across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You are always in community. And this space is one you can come back to whenever you need it. Or whenever you want it. Slowly allow your breathing to return to a more natural rhythm. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Happy Monday, y'all. It's a good Monday today, isn't it? The new moon, I believe, was yesterday. How are we feeling? Do we feel like we have some good seeds that have been planted? We're also solidly in springtime now, and flowers are blooming all around Florence. I hope you're seeing some blooms wherever you are too. And we're just moving into this time of expansiveness. So let's call that in, while we call back in this intention of self and well-being and anything else you may have brought in to this session today as I begin to shuffle our cards. card today is Judgment in Reverse. The Judgment card depicts an angel at the top of the card with big, bright red wings, a trumpet, and humans rising from their tombs on Earth. The angel also has fire around their hair, a flag with a red cross on it attached to the trumpet, and there's waves going in and out between these tombs. Judgment is very much tied to exactly what you think it is. One, judgment, but Judgment Day, Revelations, and to get this in reverse is a reminder that our journey isn't over. Of course, the journey is ever evolving. We go through countless births, rebirths, and that comes with countless deaths and re-deaths. You hear about rebirth, but you never really hear about re-death. But sometimes we do have re-deaths. We learn the same lesson over and over a lot in this life, but with a slightly different flavor, or maybe at a slightly different volume. I know for me, when I get a lesson, it feels like I finally mastered it. It's like, ooh, got it. Now I got that tool in my tool belt. But then the lesson will come back and I need to rely on that tool, but it's like, oh, we gotta sharpen it. You know, it's like you have the tools from the last time you learned the lesson, but that doesn't mean you've perfected it. Everything is constantly evolving. And with this, there is that re-death of experiencing some old wounds in order to process, integrate, alchemize, whatever language feels good to you in this topic. And with this theme of self and judgment in reverse, we're being asked to call in the middle part of this journey. We do talk a lot about rebirth, and now I'm gonna try and coin re-death. I think that's kind of cool. But what about the middle part of the journey? You know, it feels really good when it's like, oh, the like sun card energy, right? It's like, oh, we did it. We're shining. We've made it through. And sometimes even the tower can feel, I don't want to say feel good, because tower moments where our foundations feel like they're being unmoored doesn't feel positive, but at least we understand what's happening, right? We have a solid footing, a frame of reference for what's going on, because it's like, oh, this is what that is. We are doing the tearing down right now so we can build back up. When you're in the middle, sometimes you don't know which direction you're moving in. It's like, am I going towards rebirth? Am I going towards re-death? Am I moving backwards? Am I moving in a circle? I feel like I just did a somersault. And like when you were little and you would do a flip in the pool and you kind of lose track of which way is up. But part of the journey is in the reorientation to true north. That is what this lack of direction gives us, is time to hone our, not just our ability to find true north, to get back to the path that is resonant, but to trust in our own ability to do that. When it feels like we, you know, aren't tied to whatever it is that grounds us in our meaning or selfhood. You know, for a lot of us, that is God or spirituality, but it could also be just whatever purpose you feel like you have in this life, or, you know, however you make meaning. When it feels like we're not sure where we sit in relation to that, it's being lost in the labyrinth, right? It is confusion, and you can't make a judgment when you don't have clarity. But this is saying clarity isn't necessary to take the next step. Faith is. And I want to be clear that when I say faith, I don't mean it in the traditional religious sense. It is religious, it's used in a lot of religious ways, but it's also very spiritual in a lot of ways. But I think if we boil it down to, you know, a belief in something that we cannot prove, we all have faith. Any comprehensive worldview has things that we cannot explain, period. No matter if you are the staunchest atheist or the most dogmatic and righteously vindicated religious person, or somewhere in the middle that you are just the big question mark, all of them have things that we cannot explain. And yet we still move forward. And yet we still make meaning. Have faith that that meaning is still being made, even if you're in the midst of the cave, the tunnel, and it's dark, and you're not quite at the part of the tunnel where you can see the pinprick of light ahead of you, but also you're so far into it that there's no more light coming from the entrance. You're surrounded by dark on all sides. But you still know to take the next step. You still have faith that even though it's dark, the ground is there to catch you, and your intuition is your guide. You are your guide. To move into our mantra today, inspired by this theme of self that manifests as well-being, anything else that you may have called in as well, and the judgment card in reverse, our mantra is going to be, I release my expectations of my journey. I think once we've gone through a death or a rebirth, it feels very much like, okay, on to the next, right? It's like, oh, I did the thing. But the thing is ever, ever evolving and ever going. And if you constantly expect to be leveling up and leveling up and leveling up, you're kind of missing the point in that, why progress, why learn, why expand if we're not putting those things into practice? And you need that downtime, you need that confusion, you need that space, that free space to get wacky with it, to really feel out what those new things are in order to actually expand. Okay, here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take another deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of, I release my expectations of my journey, just to lock it into our bones. Okay, whenever you're ready, take this deep breath in and exhale, repeating our mantra, I release my expectations of my journey. And this goes for positive expectations and negative expectations, right? Journeys aren't all sunshine and rainbows, like we know this, but also journeys aren't just darkness. You know, within the cave, you'll find a torch to help light your path until you see the pinprick of light at the end. As is life, all of the layers that go into this. For our practice today, I want you to do a visualization meditation that you can guide yourself through, but imagine, you know, get into your meditative state first, however you like to, you know, ground, maybe sitting upright in a chair, feet planted firmly on the ground, hands, you know, palms up or palms facing down, whatever feels right to you. Take a few deep breaths and then place yourself at the front of a cave and walk through it. And in your mind's eye, notice as the light quality changes and gets dimmer and dimmer. And then you keep walking through and then see what happens. See maybe if your mind invents anything through this journey and pay attention. See what happens, right? Something from the subconscious may come up that's worthwhile. If you're open to receiving messages or signs from a higher power, this could also be the thing that is speaking through. Or if you believe it's psychology, you know, all of these things can come through during this open space of play. And then slowly continue walking through the cave until you see this pinprick of light at the end, and you keep going and picture yourself exiting the cave. And then before you pull yourself out of this meditation, I want you to look around and notice what is on the other side of this cave. And see. Again, don't judge it. We are not in a period of judgment. We are in a period of letting things be and then letting them pass, just like our breaths at the beginning of these rituals, right? Within this guided visualization meditation, I also want to say, not everyone's a meditation person, right? And that may feel very daunting. If you want to try and attack this from a different angle, please do so. Take all of these things and mold them in a way that works for you. So if you want to use it as a journal prompt and kind of journal your way through these ideas, or start a conversation with someone in your life about this kind of idea and, you know, see what they have to say, or maybe write a poem about it or a creative short story or make a TikTok, you know, whatever kind of space you can get into to release the judging mind and allow the subconscious mind to come forth. That is the goal behind a meditation. Some meditations, not all meditations, but this meditation. So do with that what you will. Always make things your own. And thank you very much for being here today. Let me know in the comments what you see after you step out of the cave. I have a few thoughts. But I don't want to lead the witness here or plant any ideas before you go into this meditation. But I think it'll be really interesting to see what we all kind of have arise. And I would really love to have a conversation about that in the comments. What comes up for you after you exit this cave? I'll be down there too. I'll be doing this meditation along with y'all. So let me know in the comments. If you enjoyed this ritual, thank you. Please share it with someone else that you think may also enjoy it or maybe needs to hear this message today. And as always, I'm looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective, here to help you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, consider subscribing. If you liked this, leave it a like, a 5-star rating, and a review, especially if this message resonated with you. These are all the best ways to communicate to me what you want to see, what feels coherent to you, but also to support this work, to support me, and allow me to keep making more. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.